Hi everyone, Dr. Goyle here, and today we're doing an episode of The Battle to End Alzheimer's. And I specifically want to take you through a little bit more of the science behind amyloid beta deposition, how it relates to Alzheimer's. So, just a little review. How do we know that Alzheimer's deposition leads to Alzheimer's disease? Well, back in the early part of the 20th century, people who were showing signs of dementia had autopsies done. And one of those scientists was Dr. Alzheimer's, and he looked at the brain of these people who died from dementia and found very characteristic deposition of amyloid in their brain. And so from that, he was able to basically give this syndrome a name called Alzheimer's disease. And it was thought that many types of dementia was caused by this deposition, which does seem to be true. About 70% of dementias seem to be caused by Alzheimer's or amyloid deposition. So how does this amyloid build up? Well, amyloid is kind of the end result of a process of breaking down what's called a protein called APP, or amyloid precursor protein. And this protein is broken down by the neurons by various I guess enzymes, the B and Y secretases. And when we have problems or mutations in the APP gene, or in the secretases gene, or in something called the presenilin 1 and 2 gene, then that causes different types of amyloid proteins to build up, ones that are not so, I guess, dissolvable. In effect, they just kind of don't go away, and so they start to build up. So, the first patients who were first found to have these amyloid deposits were people who had an autosomal dominant mutation in the APP gene, and these patients who had Alzheimer's running in their family had a very high risk of Alzheimer's. So, basically, we found that these genetic mutations and how amyloid was being processed in these neurons caused increased deposition of amyloid in the brain. So this we now know that the deposition of amyloid begins decades before any symptoms. So if somebody gets Alzheimer's in their 80s, it's very possible that the deposition's beginning in your 50s. And this, what we call tau aggregation, begins at least years before in certain parts of the brain. So this led to what's called the amyloid cascade. And the amyloid cascade means it's what's the process of how does this damage happen within the brain. Well, first, like I said, amyloid builds up, amyloid beta. And then that amyloid beta leads to increased phosphorylation of tau protein. These tau proteins then form like a little plaque around the neuron and then start to enter the neuron and form what's called tau tangles. These tau tangles activate the immune system and bring the microglia there. And the microglia are these neuronal cells that have a kind of a cleanup function. But if they're so much activation going on at the microglia, that can lead to the next issue, which is neuroinflammation. We now have heard many times about the problem of inflammation as a contributor to aging. This neuroinflammation leads to neuronal dysfunction. The cells aren't working well because there's so much inflammation. And then that leads to a problem with glucose metabolism and decreased energy that the neurons can have access to. If the neurons don't have enough energy, that can lead to neuronal death. So that kind of gives you what we call the amyloid cascade. One of the ways of testing for amyloid deposition, as I mentioned in a previous video, is the PET scan, which can look at certain tracers to see if deposition is increasing. Again, that's difficult. Not everybody can afford it. It's time-consuming. But the FDA has recently approved a blood test that can look at the ratio of different types of amyloid protein. One's called amyloid beta 42, which is higher in people who have a risk of developing Alzheimer's. versus amyloid beta 40. So what they do is they look at the ratio of amyloid beta 42 versus amyloid beta 40 in the plasma, and that gives a pretty good approximation of what's happening in the CSF, cerebrospinal fluid, and can predict the risk of Alzheimer's. So I hope this helps. This is a little quick primer on amyloid and how it contributes to amyloid disease. Next video I'll be doing on the biomarkers on tau and how that can help us in helping diagnose Alzheimer's earlier. Anyways, I hope you this helped. Please, if you liked it, subscribe on our channel on YouTube. We're also on Instagram. We're at peakhuman.ca. You can always sign up for our rewards program. That would be really great. Anyways, we'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.